HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Striking actors can finally go back to work.
Union power! Union power!
SAG-AFTRA has reached a tentative contract agreement with Hollywood studios, ending a 118-day strike. The deal includes protections against AI and first-time bonuses for streaming.
My brain's still trying to, like, catch up and process, like, oh my God, we did it!
I want everyone out there to know who's suffered, who's struggled and thought they couldn't do it. This shows that you can.
We knew we wanted to keep going until we got the deal that we deserved, and I think that this is it.
The Republican presidential candidates weighed in on this week's elections and GOP losses at their debate in Miami. Vivek Ramaswamy on NBC.
I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day.
Nikki Haley targeted Donald Trump.
I think that he put us $8 trillion in debt, and our kids are never going to forgive us for that. I think the fact that he used to be right on Ukraine and foreign issues, now he's getting weak in the knees.
The former president, the front runner, was absent. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Donald Trump was not on stage for the GOP debate in Miami. Instead, he was about 10 miles away holding his own campaign rally in front of supporters. While he said no one would be watching the debate, he touched on several times looming indictments against him.
They put you, me, my family, and our country through hell, but in the end they will fail and we will win because we will never stop fighting to save the America we love.
In the Middle East, negotiations are underway for a three-day humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to allow more aid into Gaza and pave the way for about a dozen hostages to get out, including Americans. Have a boss who lets you work a different shift so you can keep an appointment? Here's to your health. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Increasing workplace flexibility may lower an older worker's risk of heart disease or stroke. That's according to a new study from researchers at Harvard and Penn State University. Study author Lisa Berkman is a professor of epidemiology at Harvard School of Public Health.
We developed teams of workers, so workers got together and decided how they could increase workplace flexibility and schedule control.
The music industry made history in Nashville.
And the CMA Award goes to Fast Car, Luke Combs.
Combs' Song of the Year prize for his rendition of Tracy Chapman's 1988 hit makes her the first black songwriter to ever win the honor at the Country Music Association Awards. Combs on ABC.
I just recorded it because I love this song. It's the first favorite song that I ever had from the time I was 4 years old.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses' union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers headed to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers working out in pads, getting ready to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, led by linebacker T.J. Watt. Matt LaFleur on what to expect Sunday.
They pride themselves on physicality, and it shows up all over the tape. They've got a lot of guys that are big, strong, physical, and they made plays, you know, when it matters most.
NBA. Milwaukee squeaked out a win, 120-118. The Bucks versus the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo driving down the court, scores, makes a face at a Pistons player ejected from the game. Giannis in disbelief. So was his teammate Damian Lillard.
I think it was a character building win. When you're down your best player in that type of moment where, you know, it's you get a technical foul and then you get another technical foul and it was their ball. You know, it's just when it rains, it pours. You know, we had techs. It was their ball. They had momentum. They was confident making shots. Even though we had a lead, the game was changing. And we know in this league, leads go away quick.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap.
93.5, It's going to be windy and colder today, mostly sunny with a high of 45. The wind will be from the west, gusting to between 35 and 45 today. Tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Then we're going to warm it up, 41 Saturday. And then back into the 50s through most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap, fighting traffic on the interstates. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Along with Kristen Lyerly and Greg Bach, on this Thursday, November 9th, 2023, nice to have you along on this National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day.
Oh, I'm going to get one.
Well...
That's my excuse.
Good morning. That was quite an endorsement of chicken sandwiches.
I love a good fried chicken
sandwich.
It's going to be Culver's and Rice Lake, and I'm going to have a salted caramel malt to go with it, and I'm going to celebrate National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day. Yes.
Welcome to Healthy Talking, everybody.
Dr. Lyerly. Can't wait to see that social media post from the parking lot of some fast food joint. You know,
you can eat unhealthy food. You just can't eat it all the time.
Oh, okay. This sounds like a transition into what we're doing later this hour on Hometown Health.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for about a year. And Kristen is guest-free this week because we want to talk about where this little franchise goes in the future. Because you have brought on so many guests. We've covered so many different topics. But we would appreciate some suggestions.
I know a lot of people, but people who are listening know a lot more people. And I would really love to hear what our listeners want to hear in their communities. You know, there's so much good work going on across the state, and there's no way that we personally, the three of us, can tap into all of that. No. But listeners, you can.
Yep. So you can give us a call starting at 7:30. We'll take your calls at 844-967-2789 and talk about health topics, health-related topics, health tangential topics that we should cover on Hometown Health. Where did I leave off? Oh, yes. National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day with the doctor.
With extra mayo, please.
Let me take the edge off of that appetite by telling you it's also National British Pudding Day and National Scrapple Day.
Scrapple.
Yep.
What is that?
The parts of a pig you don't know about, but we just turn it into some kind of a hash or lunch meat or something. You're not familiar with Scrapple? Yeah.
Don't Google it.
Don't.
Just let that one pass. Focus on the fried chicken sandwich now.
The people that are going to write and say, hey, I grew up with that. Yes. And we apologize for that. So we hope that things have gotten better for you. And this is National Go to an Art Museum Day. And I like art museums. I've been to them. But as I was thinking about this, I thought, I can't really name a lot of art pieces. I've been to the Louvre. We went to Paris once, and I was extremely impressed by a statue, a carving, or whatever, called Winged Victory. Mm-hmm. But I was also massively underwhelmed by the Mona Lisa. And Kristen, you've seen it too, right?
It's very small.
It is.
It's very far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, that's it. And There's a lot of museums I appreciate. There, you know, I've been to, like I said, some really nice ones out there, but I've also been with some that are, shall we say, lacking. There's the Museum of Natural History in New York. It was nothing but stuffed mastodons that didn't smell really nice. I mean, it looked like a bunch of dioramas, you know, that fourth graders made. This is in the same city that has MoMA, the Metropolitan, the Guggenheim. So, you know, I get it. They can't all be winners, but
I got a great museum for you.
Yes.
The National Sign Museum in Cincinnati, Ohio.
The National what museum?
Sign, like road signs.
Road signs.
Like everywhere is signs.
Okay,
thank you. Blocks up the scenery and breaks your mind? Yes.
Or makes me want a chicken sandwich.
So that's...
I have a recommendation.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Art Institute of Chicago. I am not an art person either. I don't really... I wish I understood better, but that was a place where there were a lot of famous pieces, including American Gothic is nice. There. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work there by, oh my gosh, I'm going to mess this up. She's from Wisconsin. She went out to Mexico. Georgia O'Keeffe. Yeah, there's some real, thank you, Greg Bach. Genius.
So cultured.
Mm-hmm. I love like pictures of flowers.
Old yogurt. Yes.
There are some really, really lovely pieces there. And it's very accessible. You can walk right up to a lot of those pieces. There are docents all over the place. And it was, when I went there, it was recommended to me. And I got so much more out of it than I realized that I would, just because they kind of make the art come alive for us.
Very nice. All right. Mm-hmm. So we've got our recommendations here. Over on Up North News social media, of all the posts that Sherita Booker has put up, here's a did you know about Wisconsin. Did you know Wisconsin is home to the toilet paper capital of the world? Of course, Kristen did. She lives right there. But here's the thing. We know that Wisconsin was kind of a pioneer in toilet paper, but that's because somebody in Wisconsin developed a method called linenizing that not only made toilet paper softer, but most importantly, splinter-free.
Oh, that's a good thing.
The first splinter-free toilet paper was made in Wisconsin, which took me down a rabbit hole that I... really regret. as they talked about life before splinter-free toilet paper and all the things. Can we just leave it at that? Go read the post yourself, people. And
we got soft, extra soft, and 2x4. What do you want?
Right?
My mom actually worked for, it's not just making the toilet paper, but it's the converting. There's a lot of converting that happens here too. Mm-hmm. My mom worked for a company that did the converting. And when they would try out the new machines, they would generate a bunch of extra toilet paper rolls. Mm-hmm. So she would bring home like garbage bags full of odd sized toilet paper.
Sure.
And I would give it to my friends in college.
Can I ask
we you? We never bought toilet paper.
Can I ask you both a question?
Sure.
How do you feel about bidets?
Again, not where I thought it was going for morning conversation, but
we don't get graphic. It's a yay or nay. That's all I say.
If I had, and I've traveled. If you have it, you go. Hey, why don't more people have these?
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's a whole thing. Actually, there's a big environmental push for more bidets and less toilet paper because, as we learned during the pandemic, we use a lot of toilet paper.
Yes. Oh, boy, do we ever. You spent election night with a good group of progressives who were very happy about the results out of Ohio and other states.
Yeah. We were in Kewaunee County celebrating with the Dems, over 60 Dems out in Slovin. And when they announced the results, all of these gray hairs, and we were all gray hairs there, we just like erupted. It was really incredibly satisfying.
Especially when you had the Kentucky governor's race that was called first, and that was a pleasant surprise. And then issue 2 in Ohio passed to legalize marijuana use. Virginia, Democrats not only held the Senate, they took over the assembly as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've mentioned before, but this Dobbs thing is going to stay a thing for a while because, you know, people like the people you were with continue to fight on.
And this is Kewaunee County. I mean, it doesn't get much redder than Kewaunee County. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is the thing. And I think when we saw it initially in Kansas, it was heartening because we were all feeling pretty low. But now we've seen it over and over and over again in some of the least likely places. And there are more ballot initiatives coming.
And yet, you have, as you heard on the debate stage last night, Republican candidates continuing to push for, you know, a national abortion ban. And in Congress, they're continuing to push toward a government shutdown. Two things that have never worked for Republicans, and yet they soldier on. And to which I can only say, all right, kids, you keep going that way. We'll see where that gets you in just a few more election cycles. 7 o'clock temperatures around Wisconsin look like this. It's 34 up here on Lake Wissota, 34 in Hayward as well. Park Falls is at 31, Green Bay 36. La Crosse, you're at 37 degrees right now. In Wisconsin Rapids, it's 33. Oshkosh is at 36, Madison at 37, and Waukesha at 36 degrees. Meteorologist Jennifer Vujitsky from Weatherology joins us now to talk about the forecast as we eat up the rest of this week and see what the weekend is looking like. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, it does look like mostly sunny for most today. An increase in cloud cover around the day around Amory and Baldwin, though. Highs in the mid to low 50s for southern Wisconsin, mid to upper 40s from Oshkosh through central Wisconsin and west central Wisconsin. Friday looks like sunshine from Milwaukee over to Madison, cloudy for everyone else. A cooler day as a cold front fully pushes through tomorrow, upper 30s, around about 40 degrees expected for Amory and Baldwin over towards Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids, then mid to low 40s for everyone else tomorrow. For the weekend, Saturday, a warm front starts to push through, slightly warmer for all. Sunshine expected for nearly everyone, a bit of cloud cover. Once again, for west central Wisconsin, highs linger in the 40s for everyone. Then on Sunday, it looks like sunshine expected to develop for the western edge of Wisconsin, Amory down to Richland Center, and then actually over towards Milwaukee. Cloudy skies for the rest of the listening areas. A little bit warmer overall as well, around 50 degrees into the mid-50s for most, lingering in the mid to upper 40s right around about Wausau.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. We'll get that updated forecast for the weekend coming up when we visit again tomorrow morning. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, let's take a look at sports here coming up on 7:17 for the Bucks. Damian Lillard scored 34 points. Bobby Portis added 18 as the Bucks rallied to beat the Pistons 120 to 118 last night at Fiserv Forum. Why did they have to rally? Because midway through the third quarter, another event broke out. The Ref Show, where Giannis Antetokounmpo was ejected midway through the third quarter for making a face.
What?
For making a face.
Doctor, I'll give you the face. This is what he did. He dunked. He looked at the dude just like this. That's it.
You're kidding.
And the ref teed him up and ejected him.
Yep.
Midway through the third quarter. He had 15 points at the time. It was 6 of 16 of shooting. He was leading the team with 9 rebounds. But the ref said, I don't like the face you're making. And I really wanted somebody like you or any other mom to be there because you've seen boys make faces at each other. And I'd like to think you don't basically impose the equivalent of the parental death penalty, you know, like the refs did with an ejection.
That's crazy. And your face doesn't get stuck like that, despite what your mother might have told you.
So true.
I can't believe it. I saw he got kicked out, but yep. I didn't see why. That wasn't in the paper.
It was very weird. I was telling Pat earlier, I would have called him for traveling before I called him for the face.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt. So the Bucks travel to Indiana. They are going to be playing the Pacers tonight. You can catch that on News from the Center in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 98Q Country in Park Falls. Again, that's tonight. Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. Then they play again Saturday in Orlando. Back with Greg Bach and Kristen Lyerly, and then later, Hometown Health on this Thursday morning for Up North News Radio. Back in a sec.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Years old. I really liked Hairspray. I saw it as a movie with her and James Marsden, Zac Efron, John Travolta as the mom character. Just so good.
Wasn't Michelle Pfeiffer in it too?
Michelle Pfeiffer was in it. Yep.
Christopher
Walken played the husband to the wife of John. John Travolta was the wife. It was so good.
Hairspray. Yes. It's good. It's good play.
Really nice. Highly recommend. President Biden is scheduled to travel to Illinois today to reopen the Stellantis assembly plant there. The plant's reopening, now that the United Auto Workers strike is done, will bring back 1,200 jobs lost, but bring them back at higher wages. And Stellantis is also locating a parts distribution center in Belvedere next year. That's what Joe Biden is doing. What are Republicans doing? They're attacking Joe Biden. House Republicans on Wednesday issued subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the president's brother, James Biden, as they hunt for evidence to try to build an impeachment case against him. Again, those are the New York Times words, as they hunt for evidence. And the reason I bring this up is I also wanted to, and I quoted from Jackie Alemany from The Washington Post, again, a very, very good reporter. But in her story about this, the intro says, the House Oversight Committee issues subpoenas for Hunter and James Biden amid impeachment inquiry that has yet to unearth any evidence that Joe Biden benefited from his son's business dealings. And I retweeted it, highlighting those words, has yet to unearth any evidence. What are we talking about here, people?
I saw a tweet yesterday that said, Hunter Biden, James Biden, subpoenaed. It's all falling apart for them. I'm like,
Here's Tom Tiffany's. Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Rob Walker have all been subpoenaed. The walls are closing in on Joe Biden.
That's the one. I love Tom. He's so funny. He's so funny.
I mean, Tom Tiffany, what?
You really got to get Tom Tiffany down to your club so that he can share his funniness.
He could never walk in there.
If he just read his press releases, he'd get a lot of laughs.
Yeah, but then
he could just sit there and read his press releases and the audience could just laugh.
Why are they laughing at me? I'm trying to help America.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. If you are objective at all and you understand what's happening in the world, it's just exhausting and it's ridiculous. Like, let's work together to solve some problems instead of just repeating all of these tropes that are dividing us.
Yeah, you could get actual work done.
Doctor, mm-hmm. can I ask you a medical question regarding this? So, yes. And I'm being
about chicken sandwiches?
No, it's not. It's actually about it's about mental health for people who are elderly. And, you know, the president is a very important position, a very stressful position. And as we all know, the president, Joe Biden, he's very protective of the people he loves. Mm-hmm. I mean, this kind of thing can't be good for him in what he's trying to execute. And please, people out there, don't clip this comment for your use if you don't like Joe Biden. But I'm dead serious. This can affect his mental health. This can affect everything for him in doing his job. And that actually worries me for him as a person.
Well, I'll add the other part then, that's why I think this is so intentional. Mm-hmm. I really do. This has nothing to do with looking for actual crimes.
Right. Well, I mean, Joe Biden is a human being, but he's been in government for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at his record and his experience, this is not a new thing to him. It's not like one of us just stepping into the White House and, you know, in unfamiliar territory. And I can tell you, I was at the White House a little over a year ago, sitting at the table with Joe Biden and Vice President Harris and the secretaries. And at one point, when he had to leave the meeting, he said, I need to go to another meeting, but before I do, I wanted to say a few words. And having listened to all of the craziness that was happening in the world, I thought to myself, this is either going to be really good or really bad. And he spoke so beautifully and eloquently, and he talked about how the decisions we were making now created an inflection point in history. And what we did would affect us for the next 50, 60, 70 years. That's how important this time is. So as he was speaking, all I could think was, this is the man. Like, this is the person who is running our country right now. And I believe in him. And I've heard it with my own ears. So, I mean, for all of you doubters who are worried about Joe Biden, he's solid. He has solid people around him. And as evidence, we have results. He's done incredible things for the economy. Our economy is doing better in the post-COVID period than any other peer economy. Yeah, inflation is real, but it's unavoidable. We didn't have a massive recession. People are going back to work. So many great things are happening in this country. The only place where you're hearing those bad things is Republicans on social media.
Yeah. So I'm going to lift a bit of what you're talking about with Biden's remarks. And then right after that, I'm going to play a clip of Trump. And the difference is striking. And you again look at it and say, how is it that Biden is the one being attacked as, you know, somehow lacking in mental faculties when it's really clear, you know, who is getting confused on what city he's in, what country he's talking about with which ruler. And the other guy is actually doing the work, doing the work and expressing it well to Americans. But it's a solid question, Greg, that, you know, these constant attacks aren't helpful. But I don't think anybody thought anything about this House of Representatives was going to be helpful anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also what I've gleaned from this whole conversation that Dr. Lyerly has been on Last Week Tonight and at the White House.
Oh, my goodness. Don't get her started.
MSNBC, CBS Mornings.
Yada, yada.
And Kiwanee County Dems.
Wait, is that Jane Pauley in the background there getting ready to interview you? No, that's...
I asked her to stay out of the
frame. Oh, she's sitting next to Oprah. Yes, of course. All right. If you all missed your favorite actors after nearly 4 months of striking, they're coming back. There is a deal now between striking actors and studios and streaming services. It'll still take months to restore filming to to full swing, but soon tens of thousands of entertainment sector workers could get back to work. The strike put an immediate stop to Deadpool 3 with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, as well as Ridley Scott's Gladiator sequel. They're likely among the first films that will resume production. The writer strike got resolved first, so that allowed script work to resume on shows like Abbott Elementary, The White Lotus, Yellow Jackets, and so that head start might help those productions get back on air sooner. And by the way, the Emmy Awards have now been pushed from September into January, so the Emmys will join the Grammys, the Screen Actors Guild, and the Oscars in Hollywood's traditional award season. So once again, our TVs will be safe to watch, and movie theaters will go back to doing what they do best. Sequels. Gladiator sequel, Deadpool sequel, maybe an original idea at some point.
I'm not going to listen to trash talking Deadpool 3, okay? I'm just not going to.
Oh, did you see, like, Greg had Deadpool.
Greg had fists up when you said Deadpool was back.
Wolverine's going to be in it.
Just fine, make a sequel now and then, but, you know, give us a little bit more original stuff. It works. It really works. People will go see good quality things. Anyway. Hometown Health is coming up next with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. More about the health of chicken sandwiches consumed in moderation. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this goofy little Thursday morning, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be back.
CBS News Brief. Actors are stoked their 118-day strike is finally over.
It's such a feeling of joy and of triumph over adversity and not quitting.
SAG-AFTRA's trumpeting a new agreement with Hollywood studios that includes protections against AI and streaming bonuses. The Republican presidential candidates, minus Donald Trump, debated in Miami last night. Robert Costa's takeaway?
It's really about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former Ambassador Nikki Haley as they pitch traditional Republicans to be their standard bearer.
Mr. Trump held a rally about 25 minutes away. Negotiations are underway for a three-day humanitarian pause in the Israel-Hamas war to allow aid into Gaza and about a dozen hostages to leave. The BBC's Mark Lowen.
The Americans believe that there are still 10 U.S. nationals being held by Hamas, and they are, of course, pushing, as are many other countries, for the release of those nationals. We understand those talks are ongoing.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
93.5, The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbow Land being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered.
It is going to be windy and colder today, mostly sunny with a high of 45. The wind will be from the west, gusting to between 35 and 45 today. Tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 39. Then we're going to warm it up, 41 Saturday. And then back into the 50s through most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
going with straight up cliches today. Because Kristen normally brings a guest for Hometown Health, and you know, we ask the guest for topic appropriate music for the bumper. And it's been a long time since Kristen was just a guest about health and medical issues. So that's why you get the 80s Thompson Twins treatment.
I'll take 80s music anytime.
Yeah. See, I didn't even think that Duran Duran might have a doctor song in there someplace.
Oh, do they?
I don't know.
If you look at the album cover for this, if you go just look up Thompson Twins Into the Gap, which this song is on, it might be the most 80s picture on earth. It's so beautifully 80s. Everything about the clothing, the picture itself, the hair.
The band itself.
Oh, or you could say this picture was taken in 2023. That's the problem. It's like you don't know anymore.
Everything old is new again. But if you wore it then, you probably shouldn't wear it now.
It wouldn't fit now. But hey.
I could agree. So here's what we're doing with Hometown Health today. Kristen noted that we've been doing this for about a year. So first off, thank you. This has been just a wonderful little weekly visit on topics I might not have thought to do. You have brought us so many interesting people. And this is not just your, can you check out this rash? This has been, the public
Greg,
health, public
it's not
health,
just
community health. Thankfully, we've got public service announcement for that, where Kristen will be every Thursday at 11:05 to call or text your medical questions there. But getting back here to more healthcare topics, kind of more from, I guess you'd call it the 30,000 foot view. And so Kristen asked us to, solicit your phone calls at 844-967-2789 to see if there are healthcare topics and guests you would like us to be talking about more. And also that Greg and I should be thinking of topics as well. And so one that I brought up earlier, Kristen, that I really do want to spend time on, and yes, again, it's about me getting older, but
but you represent a significant portion of the population, and that's the whole purpose. Like, that's why we do this. We could have this conversation as I'm driving through Chippewa Falls later today over a fried chicken sandwich if we wanted to, which wouldn't be the first time. But we're doing it on the air because we want our listeners to hear the information that's going to be helpful to them in their lives. So let us know what would be helpful to you. Let us know not just about, your rash, like Greg, but
poor Greg.
But what's going on in your communities and how can we tap into that? So, Pat, this isn't a selfish question that you're about to ask. This
no,
is
but
for
I,
everybody.
I'd mention that, again, people don't look for the AARP. They find you. At some point when you turn 50,
yes,
you start getting the newspapers. I'm holding up the AARP bulletin. And one of their most recent issues is about the future of Medicare. And I pride myself as trying to be up to date on current events, politics, healthcare issues. I've been covering Medicare, Medicaid issues for decades. And yet my head was swimming as AARP tries to explain to its members how Medicare Advantage plans are now more than 50% of all Medicare coverage. As people hear, they see the commercials, they get all the pitches, and I'm sure some plans are an improvement over traditional Medicare. I'm sure some would not be the way to go. And I just wonder if there's a topic there or a good Medicare guru who could help us on Medicare Advantage and how do you pick a plan that's right for you. And then separately, the whole notion of what is Medicare for all, and try to strip away what we can of the partisan politics for people who say, Republicans are all the time ripping on Medicare for all. Can we just, what is it? So there would be my first two slips of paper in the suggestion box. What do you have any early thoughts on Medicare Advantage plans?
Yeah, I have lots of thoughts on Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and Medicare for all, because the common word is Medicare. And when Medicare was first developed, it was insurance for people so that they could get health care in the later years of your life. We invest all throughout our lives as we're working, and that policy should be there. But because of confusing politics and so many things that have happened between there and here, and our healthcare system has changed so much and gotten so much more complicated and more expensive, now it's this web of confusing options. People are getting shouted at with commercials. Some people are going to places like Informed Choice and other organizations that have just popped up to help people answer their questions and pick what plan is best for you. There are online resources. There are websites you can visit. You can get counseling over the phone. It's all very confusing. It shouldn't be this confusing for our senior population who has been investing in this program their whole lives now. I mean, really, this was, you know, this started in the 60s. So it shouldn't be this confusing to get the fundamental health care that you need. And it's a big difference. If you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, it's very different than a straight up Medicare plan and the additional insurance that you need if that's the path you go. So these are complicated decisions, Pat, and I'm really glad that you brought this up.
And it reminds me of the discussion we had last week about so-called pregnancy crisis centers or pregnancy resource centers. And some of them are absolute hacks who are just trying to steer you in one direction. Well, I'm sure the same thing happens with these plans that we are your first call for help. We're the helpline. We want to help you. Yeah, there are some that genuinely do. And there are some that are going to just steer you to a particular product. And I don't know if there's a great way to know the difference. So that's one of the things we could look at.
I don't know that there is either. And that's part of what adds to the confusion. And then, you know, you look at the people who need these services and some of them have cognitive issues. So they're trying to figure things out in a complicated world. It's just so fundamentally unfair. So yeah, this is a great conversation.
Greg mentioned earlier, we were talking about various health issues like weight loss. And I talked about healthy foods and cooking. I know we've had one or two chefs on at points. I'd love somebody go a step further and go ahead and give a few recipes. What, you know, a recipe for the next healthy thing you're going to like and that you're going to like to make. I would love ideas on that because, I mean, processed food is everywhere. It is so much easier to open up a package of something than to make something fresh. So fresh foods and easy fresh food cooking would be another suggestion from me.
It's super easy to open up a package of blueberries and eat them, yet somehow.
It's also easy to open up the sugar bowl and put a tablespoon of sugar over them before I eat them.
It's also really easy to open up a bag with chocolate-covered blueberries and just...
yum, not helpful today.
Yum, yums. No. So one of the things I also mentioned earlier with Pat is not being here for the whole run of this segment... And I don't know if you have covered it, but one thing, you know, as I'm getting older and as far as men's health goes, as far as being open about mental health issues and how that pertains to our physical body too, like, you know, how, you know, as someone myself who struggles with mental health issues, you know, that can get in the way of me working out, getting in the way of eating healthy because up here can block what's going on the outside too. So if there's, I don't know if it's you or if you know a doctor who has more expertise in the way of like both mental health as well as like the MD training, just to talk specifically to men to like say, all right, it's okay to open up. It's okay to talk about what was going on. And because that has direct effects on your heart health, on your body, on everything that's going on with you, you know, that kind of discussion, I feel like as, you know, I don't want to say, let's talk about men, but let's talk about men's health and the things that are important for us as we get older.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And mental and physical health are not two different things. I think we tend to compartmentalize them, but yeah, they are, mental and physical health are together and they affect each other. Your physical health can improve your mental health. When we exercise, we release endorphins that can actually make us feel better and improve our mental health. And when we have good mental health, we're more likely to make better choices, eat better, get more exercise. So they are deeply intertwined with each other. And, you know, that takes us to a whole other topic, which is all of these other social determinants that affect our health. So it's not just mental and physical health, but it's, do you have clean water? Is there a grocery store nearby that has fresh, healthy food that you can get to so that you can bring that to your house and prepare it? Do you have the means to prepare things? Do you have the time to prepare things? Do you have childcare so that you've got, you know, all of the resources in your life to be able to do the things that you need to do in order to provide that healthy environment. We often don't think about all of these upstream things, you know, safe places to walk. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Places where you can get out and walk to a store, take a walk at night after you eat. That's one of the greatest things you can do for your health. After you eat a meal, go for a walk so that your body can use all those big muscles and pull in all that extra sugar that you just put in your body. That can be great, especially if you're pre-diabetic or have diabetes. So there are so many different things that we can do about the way that we arrange our environment. And I'd love to be able to explore that for our listeners as well.
And not just for men in general, but men of a certain age. Let me put it this way. How many people, as an OBGYN, come into your office with the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting? Because it's a good book, right?
Not anymore. I feel like it used to be a lot of people, but like, what's a book?
Well, okay, point made.
That book straight up canceled.
But why?
No,
why?
Apps. They have apps.
Yeah, they have apps. I wondered if anybody has written the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting to Turn 60. And talk more about, you know, what's the punchline I always use? Elderly adolescence, you know, what is happening here? And I had my annual eye exam yesterday, and two notes about that. First, you know, the eye exam itself pointing out that, you know, you have cataracts, and, you know, by her estimation, maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, you might want to consider surgery for it. But for now, it might play a role with depth perception in the dark, like when you're walking. And she was right. It was a good point that people need to know about changes in their vision. So we could talk about that. But the other part of what to expect when you're turning 60, I heard my wife say this all the time when she was in her residency and early on in her practice. And Kristen, I'm not proud of it, but this is a brand new eye doctor. My previous one retired. And one of the first things that popped into my head was that old man question, aren't you a little young to be a doctor? I was immediately ashamed of myself, but I'm like, oh, I see why people say this now, because you come in and it's like, you're younger than my daughter. Oh, well, this is where we are now. This is what to expect when you're expecting to turn 60. Let's get off of bodily health and get back to like public health. You mentioned clean water earlier, but I think a hometown health topic conceivably could be about lawn care, the fertilizer that gets in our water supply. How do we get better lawn?